You guys comfortable? We've been waiting. Come on up. See, get up. Come on up here. Come, oh come, Emmanuel, oh children. Come on up here. Come on up here. It's okay. I don't bite. At least not today. It's okay. Come on up, Ian. Come on up, sweetie. You can come up, Dad. Come on up, Luke. Don't be afraid. Any idea what's going to happen in a couple of days? Christmas and what? Christmas and New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Jesus will be born.
We will celebrate that Jesus will be born.
Oh, good.
That's it? That's all you have to say. I want to compliment you on the level of excitement and enthusiasm that you have for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
10 out of 10.
Only Lutheran children would say, what's coming up? Christmas. Again. How many candles are lit?
4.
That means how many more weeks until Christmas? Trick question. How many more weeks?
8 more days.
0!
I said that!
Excellently done.
Yeah!
You're getting closer. Here's the deal.
What?
Christmas is coming in just a couple of days. In our story today, we heard about how Elizabeth, who was Mary's cousin, she had a baby inside of her. And when Mary walked into the room and said, hi, Elizabeth, do you know what that baby did? What? Kicked. John the Baptist woke up, she said. And then he was never quiet again. Yes, the baby leaped for joy. Unlike you who said, it's Christmas.
Thank you, Stephen.
I wonder if maybe we couldn't... generate just a little more excitement. God is about to be born, and you are bored by the whole thing. So... we need to practice. Come around. Come around. Be not afraid, said the angel and the pastor. Be not afraid. Come around and we must practice. So that on Sunday, not Sunday morning. Huh. So that on Christmas morning, you won't wake up and go, oh, it's Christmas. Where's my pancake? Or what time is church? Instead, on Christmas, curb that enthusiasm. So that on Christmas morning, you will know what to do. We will practice. Come over here. I need you over here. Stand around. Face it. I want you guys to all jump up. You're not going to do this too often in church. All jump up when Pastor Angela says it's Christmas Day. Your response will be, hooray!
It's Christmas Day!
Hooray! Yay! That was totally lame. Listen, I've heard better response for it's the first day of school. Now watch the Advent wreath. That's why you got to kind of be around the Advent wreath so you can see where it is. Face me. Try it again. Can we do a better job? Do you think we can? Can you help
us? It's Christmas Day!
Hooray! Not bad. We need some help. David, could you come up? Come on, David. It's okay. Come on. Come on up here and help us. Come on, David. Come on, David.
Hey, David.
These are God's children. Okay. One last time. Oh, wait a minute. If it will not break your hip, please rise. And we'll see if you can do it as well. Pastor
Andrew. Christmas Day!
Hooray! Well done!
All right. All right.
You, like John the Baptist, have proclaimed God is born. And that's the right way to celebrate Christmas. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places and we'll see you in a couple days.